Greetings once again, Goofs and Graps fans. I am Erica Cosell Warrens, and I am deeply, deeply regretting deciding to do this voice for this bit. Now, some people might say that my effort would be better spent doing actual feminine voice training, and those people are probably right. But for now, I'm here for Fake Fight Studios to give you a recap of the third week of the 2025 AEW Continental Classic. There were only four matches across Dynamite and Collision, but boy, were they all doozies. Winter came hard and fast on Dynamite, as Jack Perry made his memorable debut in the Gold League with a hard-fought loss against the reigning champion Okada. Why was it memorable? Because he bit Kazuchika Okada on the goddamn penis. I will not let go of this. Sorry, I broke character, but like, fuck me, he bit the man's dick. That's so fucking funny. The night's action closed with an absolute barn burner of a match with Kyle Fletcher and Mike Bailey fighting for 19 jaw-dropping minutes that ended with what might be the upset of the tournament so far as Speedball got a shock pin over the Gold League point leader. Collision moved the tournament action to Cardiff, Wales on Saturday with a clash between Blue League leaders Claudio Castagnoli and Kanosuke Takeshita that ended in a 20-minute draw. With no winner, each man received a point and remained firmly tied at the top of the standings. But clearly, there was a lot of tension left unresolved. Also, in the Gold League, Jet Speed exploded with Kevin Knight and Speedball Mike Bailey pulling out all the stops in an attempt to one-up their tag team partner. It was a high-flying epic clash that ultimately went to Bailey as they dropped their partner and friend with a devastating Flamingo Driver for their second win of the week. The standings now are a bit more complicated in the Gold League, with a three-way tie for first as Fletcher, Okada, and Bailey all have 6 points, while Pack and Knight are at 3, and Jungle Jack has 0. In the Blue League, Takeshita and Claudio remain locked at 7 points, while Moxley, OC, and Mascara Dorada all have 3, and Roddy Strong is still scoreless. However, with 2 weeks until the World's End pay-per-view, there are more than enough matches on the board for wrestlers to make things interesting down the stretch. On a massive 3-hour Dynalision from Manchester, England, Kyle Fletcher and Pac will clash in the Gold League, while the Blue League will see Orange Cassidy and Mascara Dorada go head-to-head, and Roderick Strong looks for 3 points and some revenge for Kyle O'Reilly against Jon Moxley. We're into the home stretch, folks, and it's only going to get more intense from here. Tune in next week for another update and hopefully no further genital mastication. Good night and happy wrestling.